But you see the like the survey site and buildings and stuff and people. There seems to be some kind of village, like half a kilometer.
Okay. With like I'll scan the site, then the village.
Okay. What are you looking for?
Guns.
Guns. Tough. I mean, it's tough to decide guns.
Okay. I ask if the captain has any sort of communicator.
Yeah, he's got like, you know, whatever.
Okay, is that something I can scan for if I find out what it's like?
Yeah, probably. Make a sense of
can we jam communications?
Small area.
How about the area of their ship?
Can we get next to the ship? Sure.
Okay, we'll get next to the ship.
Okay.
With the two things. I'll. I guess I can't jam their communications while I'm talking to them. I tell them that we need to take control of their ship. I'm ensign from Starfleet. We have two people confessing to loading illegal weaponry aboard your ship. For your captain to deliver to planet.
Law. Federation.
Uh-huh. I can't do this. I guess I'll just find out.
Yeah, we'll see.
Intellect. Logic. Perception.
Intellect. Logic.
Seven.
Something will ask for a warrant, so they go, oh, okay.
Okay.
I'll tell you shortly.
Okay, well,
yeah.
We'll, okay, so I've got six security. We'll beam the six security over. Warn them not to be armed. No knives, no broken bottles, no brass knuckles, no phasers, no disruptors.
Okay.
We'll beam over, take control of the ship, assuming they don't resist. Oh, as soon as we're done, I'm done telling them that, and their communication.
Okay, so make a command roll. You going to beam over too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Eight. Oh, no, seven.
Okay, so you pretty much take over the ship. I mean, it's pretty smooth. They don't see the front. You know, they're all connected to you.
Okay, I talked to the second in command or whatever. I tell him that either he's a very good poker player, or he had no idea what was going on.
Captain has been kind of secretive lately, but yeah.
Right. Yeah. So, right. We've got two of the runabouts. I'll check to make sure they don't have any hidden weapon systems that will blow up our ships.
Make a engineering system weapons. Systems engineering.
Can I do perception?
Sure. Come on, sure.
Oh no, sorry. I've got that skill. I was wondering if I could add my perception on.
Sure.
Okay. Let's see, so wow, this is the most dice I can roll.
15.
Okay.
They
do have a above.
They have a better Feynman rate than normal Feynman. And they also have a torpedo launcher.
Which is a lot better.
It's kind of, well, I mean, not as good for field ones. They're probably Gore for a reason. But yeah, it's quite a bit better than the whole thing.
Okay, so,
the hobby.
Can I disable the things on their ship that I don't want them to have fairly quickly?
Do you care if you damage them?
Yeah, I prefer not to damage them.
Probably not now.
Okay. I want to get rid of... probably if I got rid of the shields and the beaming thing, transporters, that would probably do it, right? Because, I mean, if they don't have shields, we just mold them apart.
Yeah.
Then they know it,
yeah.
Presumably. Okay, I disabled their shields and their transporter.
Okay. Engineering system. Wait, Sam.
Is this a fumble?
No, that's the only one.
Oh. Six. Should I up that to a seven?
Well, that'll be an opposed roll if you want to get the one to come by.
Oh, it will. Oh, that's not nearly good enough then. Can I take major portions of it? Where?
Sure.
Whatever their role is, unless they get in my pocket, it doesn't matter.
You can make it hard. Sure. I don't think you can do it totally unless... I mean, they're big pieces.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll take some components, and I'll assume that I will certainly think that I roll better than that.
Okay.
And, then me and the...
Me and the board.
Let's see, I'll leave two security on their bridge.
Uh-huh.
And... Actually, it's probably better for them not to have hostages.
Yeah.
I'll put one security on each of the two ships.
Uh-huh.
And then I'll beam down with four.
Okay. Okay, so back to Crystal. I don't know what to do with Fancy, so we'll just... Well, I think we shall have the adventure.
Well, Crystal offered a great suggestion to me, but didn't before she left, so...
Yeah, she could do that.
Well, no one suggested that. Thank you.
Well, okay. Well, you walked out of the room, but I said, I would rather go do that. You could go get this bad guy, but...
Well, I'm going to take a runabout to the meth plant she was at to see if the statue has reappeared then.
Okay, did you take anybody with you?
Yeah, same two people I had with me before.
Okay.
Wow, Kevin's thinking it's not there. That's not going to help at all.
True. So you get there, there's nothing there.
Okay.
Well, it's in charge of the station. I couldn't believe.
You can do legal proceedings against me. Mm-hmm.
So, Crystal, you were going to go to the...
Yes,
to the hospital? Okay. You get a dress for me?
Sure.
So you want to be a good thing. Dress?
And,
of course. You can get a... Well, I mean, you want to get something that, you know, more of a... kind of style you'll get. You want to fix that, like, your home planet or more Federation type in general, or maybe for this planet?
Well, I don't know. I'll find out what the method is.
So it's charity ball in Children's Hospital.
Okay.
And it's going to be, there's going to be a lot of, like, you know, rich people that are in the local pattern. So most of it's going to be local passion.
Okay.
But, you know, Trump, kind of the latest federation of that, I couldn't be able to understand.
Right, exactly.
For 2 years, and they'll go, oh my God, this is so far ahead of everything.
Yeah, that's not good.
Or, you know, you can dress more, but let's say there's only dress. Let's forget the fact that they go around naked. and, you know, make it more, you know, so it's more obvious, you're authentic. You're more exotic.
Sure, that sounds good.
You take two security guards?
I should make my little fashion sense for a little more sense.
Yeah, it's cultural.
Fashion.
Oh, betazoids. Culture huh? Betazoids. You're making the betazoids right. Excellent.
Seven.
Sounds pretty good. What do you do with the security guard?
I guess come on, just a bit.
Okay. You took the what shuttle? The one you came in, or?
Yeah, the shuttle.
Okay. The one without transport.
I can take one with transport, that's probably just better.
That's what it does. You took the two runabouts.
Okay, then I don't
think, you have a shuttle transport.
Okay.
Okay, so make a... Well, so in general, what do you want to do instead? Or do you want to, you know, impress them so they'll come to you, or, you know, settle over to some sort? Perhaps wait till he's more drunk?
Yeah,
actually, he comes with crystal usually, wait until he's more drunk.
He does come with, like, a date.
Okay.
So, you want to have one of the security guards be your date, or? You just come sad?
No, just come back.
Alright. Yeah, is.
Exactly. That way I can lure him away.
Okay. So you try to lure him away?
Yeah.
Alright.
Alright, Kevin. Thanks. No morals to that.
That way. More fun.
So, charm seduction. So make it an artistic expression
thing. What the hell? We were all doing artistic expression today.
It's like plus experience.
11.
Pretty good answer. You dance finally. So you're dancing with him. You know, he said, you know, he's a beautiful, exotic creature, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
So, how are you going to manipulate this?
I'll try to get him off alone somewhere.
That's okay.
And the security guy should, you know, follow us into this creature.
Make a
certain question and pop alone somewhere. I can tell them who I am.
You're under arrest.
Yep. Didn't want to make a big scene. What am I doing? Search. Five. Should I make that to seven or something?
Yeah, it's not too long. Well, it's pretty obvious. I mean, he's got a couple of security guards too.
Sure.
I mean, so. So, you know, once he goes off, this guy's coming here. Alright, so you lean off like the, you know, whatever, guard. Doctor. More private. You know, say something about your star, your eyes, whatever.
Oh, I've heard all before.
tell me about your
gun
running.
What?
Oh, yes,
startled.
Who are you?
I like to open my eyes. I show my wife.
Warrant for me? What? I'm an honest citizen.
Yeah, tell us who's there.
Let's see. Fake A.
Okay, you got character. Do you want to make a big scene in front of all your girls' social friends?
Persuasion.
No chance this was going to happen. Not at all.
Yeah. Oh, well. He comes along peacefully for me.
Okay.
This is why you're beauty. Says, well, as long as I get to, you know, spend more time with you.
Sure. All the way back to Deep Space 17.
Okay. So there's some kind of fight.
Yeah.
So we go back to Venom. You beam down with four security guards.
Right.
To the village or the compound?
Let's say the compound.
Okay.
And it's a Federation thing, right?
Yep. Federation compound. Okay.
We're still jamming communications.
Right.
That's it, right?
So you beam down. There are two or three people going about doing, working. You obviously see someone who's not one of the Federation personnel. And he's talking to one of the researchers there. So he's somewhere out there. So they, you know, when you beam over, they look over here.
Okay. I'll ask him if he's Captain Whoever.
Yes. I know. So we're good.
I tell him that we need to inspect the cargo that he brought down.
Sure. So I take you over to the warehouse space. There is, you know, a bunch of boxes.
I'll tricorder it and look for phasers.
Make a tricorder roll.
Eight.
No phasers. Yet. Electronics and stuff. Seriously, lots of stuff.
I'll ask the Federation personnel. Actually, they won't know whether he's being tracked in here. Are there any other supplies?
There's a whole warehouse. Not a warehouse, but yeah, building.
Well, there's more. No, I meant that he brought.
Oh, that he brought?
Did he go to the village? Did he beam directly here?
I'll beam directly here.
This is the Starfleet people who are saying this, right?
Yeah.
And the cargo hold was empty up in that ship.
Yeah.
Okay, so... we'll keep an eye on him and start searching. I'll say, you know, to him, stay with them. we'll need to search the stuff by hand.
Okay.
We have a confession from two people in separate incidences that have said that you're smuggling contraband to here.
I'd never do that.
Right.
Well, I wouldn't say never, but I don't think it is.
Well, we will check it out.
I'm sure. We'll find out.
Okay. So stay there.
Okay.
Let's see. I'll get myself beamed up and over to their ship, the other people's ship.
Okay.
And I'll look to see if it looks like they're working on any of the stuff I broke.
No.
Okay.
I'm just kind of sitting around.
I asked where they beamed their captain down to.
Down to the
right, directly.
Yeah.
And where did you beam all this stuff down to?
To the content office.
Okay. So I'll look in their transporter logs.
Okay. Computer research.
Logic perception.
Logic.
Six.
Next word I'll show.
You want me to 7?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you 7.
Alright, so the transport will show. They beam to the village and they beam to the compound.
I'll call over the second in command.
Yeah.
I'll point to that.
Was this a mistake in the transport?
Really, you think?
Yeah. No computer.
I see.
You banged it a couple times.
Yeah. Shit. I want to capture that log and send it over as evidence.
Okay.
Anything else you want to say before you're sent away for even longer?
No, nothing else to say.
Okay, excellent. Sit tight.
Yeah.
I'll go. I now am willing to more forcefully remove things from this ship so that they can't get away.
Okay.
Because now they're not just innocent bystanders. I'll ask who their transporter person is.
Okay. Lefty Gonzalez.
Alright.
Lefty Gonzalez.
The cargo master.
Okay. So, alright. I'll go to their, I guess, power, probably.
Huh?
Probably the easiest thing to take out. How long will backup power work here?
A couple days. I mean, just for my support. So.
Yeah.
About 10 minutes. I've been using all the comment.
Okay.
Only 30 seconds of connection.
How many people can fit in one of the runabouts?
Normally you can have a different.
Okay.
gear on the ship is?
Old court gear.
Okay. Okay, I tell them that I walked to Old Gort, the engineer, and I tell him to grab whoever his best assistant is, and we're going to try to tie the... We're going to try to synchronize the drive systems on this ship's ship to the ones in, that I've got. So, him and his best assistant.
Okay. Pretty tough, but okay.
Okay.
So I guess this is
okay. So I'll walk off with them, and then I'll beam them over to the ship site up there. I just don't want their engineers to be able to fix anything. I assume that'll help because I can't break shit effectively today for some unknown reason. Okay, and I'll call the four security people. And I'll tell them to two of them to keep the captain under guard. The other two can stop searching the boxes.
Okay.
And how far is the village from them?
That's a lot.
500
meters.
That's not very far.
No,
okay.
Over a hill.
And the other two meet me at the village.
Okay. So you meet at the village?
Yeah.
And the guards. Alright, so you watch the village, you materialize, there are, once again, there are like two or three researchers, and there are, a few dozen,
guys with laser rifles?
A few dozen, looks like meat. So they go, bleep.
Or meat.
Good lord.
They're everywhere.
They're smuggling meats.
They're smuggling guns to meat.
And they, at least don't have any weapons, as you can see. Mm-hmm. And they kind of crowd around you.
Back off, meat. I ask for who's in charge.
I'm in charge of that.
This guy, Starfleet?
Yep.
I'll ask, I'll tell them we're looking for Captain whoever.
Rufin? Isn't he back at the compound?
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Well, he's not there now. Did you come right here?
Yeah. He's delivering some food.
To who?
For the Gleeps.
Gleeps?
Gleeps.
The Gleeps?
Yeah.
Is there a third race of Mets, Meeps, and Gleeps?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, really? Where's that?
Over here.
Okay.
So he shows you, it's basically a bunch of the crates of various. It's more unusual type of food.
I'll scan it. Oh yeah, that's true.
Okay. You don't scan it. It's just a lot of food. I mean, it's just different food.
Is there anything blocking my scan?
Make a tracker roll.
Five.
No.
Okay, I start
When the two guys get here, I tell them to search through that, and I'll ask the Starfleet guy if there is, if he dropped anything else off here. Just that. Okay, I'll try to look for how big are, I mean, are they crates, are they boxes, what are they?
Crates.
Okay, I'll look and see how big the crates are and what it would take to move them.
Probably get four people to lift one up. You know, it'll fail.
Okay. I'll look at, you know, how they could have gotten a crate out of this area, if there are any crates missing, you know, that kind of good stuff.
Okay.
Actually, I'll look at the invoice or the delivery record, too. Does it say there are 14 crates and there are 13 now? Actually, it would probably be not... You wouldn't put whatever 40 guns in a crate anyway. You'd put whatever 4 guns in a crate.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, a dozen crates, a compound dozen crates here. So let's just do that.
Hmm. Okay. Well, we'll search.
Can I make a search perception? Oh, and that's a nice time.
The whole adventure today.
Seven.
You don't find any like other crates in
there. Huh. I'll pull the Federation guy aside.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, first I'll call him in. I'll call him in and make sure he's really Federation. You know, whatever matches all these, you know, descriptions. Not just a guy in a Federation outfit.
Okay. So you ask if Dr. Finally the Statue of Dr. Finally stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. So you get back to Statue of Dr. Finally.
Okay, I'll try for him and make sure that's him.
He's a researcher here.
Okay. And there's nothing like whatever, he's a big fan of Radical Group A or
no.
anything goofy like that. He's just a vanilla doctor who's here.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll pull him aside and tell him that you've gotten reliable reports, confessions in fact, that the captain is smuggling weaponry into this system.
What? Ruka wouldn't do that.
Why, he's
such a nice guy.
Okay.
I say usually stuff.
Right. They're mean. Their eyes shift back and forth a lot. You know, how... If these, like, whatever, Gleeps or whatever, get guns, what will occur? Are they currently getting assaulted by the Gleeps or...
No.
Jeeps?
No, they don't have any guns.
So why would anybody want to bring them guns?
Great.
And who could pay for the guns?
I don't know why anybody would bring police guns. It's just a friendly race.
Are they trying to bribe the Federation out? Is there the Unified Resistance Front or anything?
No, they're pretty primitive.
No, well, I don't... Okay. Not necessarily the Gleeps or whatever. I mean, it could be the Klingons who have been trying to drive the Federation out.
No. So you've got no yes?
No. I have no idea why you keep carrying up. Perhaps, you know, perhaps he was going to fix some visits. But across the board, they are close to neutral. That's the real world in this
company. Okay. So,
suddenly, you know, pretty, you know, they're always moving around and stuff.
He also lied.
They have like simple stuff.
They also lied about not needing anything here.
Do that.
I mean, both the captain and the first mate separately.
Maybe they just don't trust her, like, first mate. Yeah.
Right, but they want to be charged with crimes for...
Well, why is the instructed first mate not really a crime? Unless they're hiding.
Yeah, or it's instructing an investigation.
They're okay with misdemeanors.
Wrong with that part.
Okay. So is there anything that would be a problem to search around here?
Not really. I mean, this is a big planet, so if they actually...
No, I asked that.
No.
Okay.
No, there's nothing dangerous. I mean, because we kept water covers.
Okay. I'll check his... room.
The doctor?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Spartan.
So, you're an ancient Greek? That's the way it is. A.
Karl Marx posted it earlier.
Yeah. So, nothing?
Yeah, nothing. So.
What's going on? If only somebody were here while we pulled a 14 out of 10.
Yeah. Well, the camera kit. Can we get it?
Well, shit. I'll have one of the ships scan for humans.
On the planet?
Yeah.
Alright, make command.
Well, in this area, let's say, okay. You know, whatever, 10 square mile area.
Make command.
Seven.
Nope. Just within 10, say 10 kilometers, is just the building. And you guys, in the compound.
Okay. Is there any reason Gleeps would know, I'll ask the doctor, is there any reason Gleeps would know what a laser rifle is? Phaser rifle is?
Oh, no. I mean, we don't have any. We've been careful not to show them anything.
Okay. Oh, we'll hike over to the captain again.
Okay.
Maybe I don't want to face him yet. Well, I'll beam to their ship again.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Crystal, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm fine.
Catch the guy?
Yep.
All right. This is delegation.
I'm gonna cut the power to their ship.
To cut the power.
And
it's impossible. They're animals.
And
the emergency lights.
Yeah, I want to check and see how fast the emergency lights are draining, and also have them scan the ship now for phasers. Now that there's no power and presumably any jamming devices that we weren't smart enough to catch, I'm now off.
Okay, make a command roll.
I will beam over and do it if nobody else has any clue. Cool.
You go back to the space station. Okay.
Seven.
Gonna get out, beam over, and do it too.
You mind to know if she beamed over and did it too?
I don't think so.
He doesn't think so.
Seven.
Oh. We're up to your mouth, please.
You scan our power source.
Okay.
Oh.
Great. So I'll ask the engineer, who's now on this ship, right? what's the power source right there?
Yeah, sir.
You're not part of the
ship.
You're the engineer.
Yeah.
You didn't fix it,
didn't
set it up.
Out.
Okay, so man, I'm like a yo-yo. Okay, so I'll pull the captain up to not the ship with the two engineers, but the other one.
Uh-huh.
The other roundabout or whatever it is,
right?
Where I assume there are a couple of pilots in that one guard of mine.
Yeah.
Right. There was one guard in each ship, and there I assume there are a couple. There's a normal crew for a roundabout or whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll have the guard watch him.
Uh-huh.
I'll make sure he doesn't have any personal weaponry.
Okay.
Stick him there. Pull up the two guards from downside, so I have four guards again, right?
Okay.
Okay, then we'll beam over to the other ship,
uh-huh.
And I'll go to where the power source is.
Okay.
Well, I'll make a show of searching other places first,
right?
But then I'll end up where the power source is.
Okay. So it's a hidden compartment.
And I open it. Weapon.
Quick.
Okay. Okay, I'll close it back.
Uh-huh.
Huh? Right. It could be dead. It could be live. No telling what those weapons are. I'll try to pick up the power source with my tricorder.
It is a sensor block.
Okay. So I'll walk over to the I'll ask the second in command guy to come here.
Yeah.
And I'll ask him. I'll look at the tricorder and look in the general area and say, "There's some sort of weird power reading here. What's that?"
I wouldn't know what it is.
Care to hazard a guess?
No, not really.
I'd guess secret smuggling compartment.
Really?
Okay, so keep watch on him, and I'll open the secret smuggling compartment.
Oh, what is that? Guess you were right.
Yeah, guess so. I assume that it's that gun running classified Federation technology is fairly big deal?
Yeah.
Okay. Super. Let's see.
Yeah, for the security guards, you and the same guy.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, right here. Then there are two engineers and two crew members and a guard on one of them,
right.
And then the captain, a guard, and two crew members on the other one.
Sure.
Okay. So I'll. Relay the information over with the communicator that we found whatever cargo compartment, you know, X location on the ship with whatever 40.
Okay, with all of them.
Yeah. I'll check this guy for personal weapons. Okay. I'll beam him and one guard to... Is there a brig in these runabouts, or are there different rooms? There's one big room?
Yeah. Let's see. Runabouts have... Yeah, there are like two or three rooms. The go to the city quarters, like a two-story.
Okay, I'll get out my handcuffs, which are on my sheet, and put them on this guy.
Okay.
And I guess I'll beam him over with one guard to the same place as the captain.
All right.
And I'll toast the two weapons systems on this.
All right.
Freighter. And I'll go talk to the crew and ask. I'll ask who the pilot is. So there are what? There were 12 originally, so there are 8 now.
Uh-huh.
And there are 4 of us.
Sure.
Okay. That's not really that great.
No.
I'll ask who the pilot is. Okay. I'll ask who's packing heat.
The other one.
Okay, I scanned them to make sure they're not packing heat.